We read from two Gospels today because John is unique in the fact that there is no baptism story in John, and yet we are celebrating the baptism of our Lord. Unexpected, probably, to some of you. The word unexpected has been on my mind this week, and it continues to unfold, including a text late last night from Pastor Don that he was under the weather, and then this morning saying that he would not be able to be with us. Unexpected is truly coming to be. It's unexpected, perhaps, that Christmas would end so soon. It's been unexpected in our house that we would have house guests, and we've loved them, two grandchildren for 10 days. A little unexpected, but we've loved them to have them. The cold weather lasting for so long, right? Unexpected. Even in stories and in song, I'm always drawn to the unexpected. And I'm sure you've had the same kinds of experiences. John and I, when we were living in El Paso, we have a wonderful story of unexpected. That was our conversation one time on the way home from dinner. We had been invited by friends, people we had met in our apartment complex. And it was a couple, married couple. They were about 20 years older than us. Very well put together. They were Westerners. They were people from that great place of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And we thought that was kind of magical. And they wore cowboy hats and the latest clothing and fashion in accessories. And they had horses. They owned horses. And they told us wonderful tales of traveling around the world. And of course, they were English teachers. Made it all the better, right? Their nouns and verbs matched, and we were just enamored with them. And so they had bought this farm a little ways north of El Paso, and they had been remodeling it, and they invited us out for supper. And we thought, oh my, now we're really going to get to see the full picture of these people. You know, we imagined this beautiful ranch home, these gorgeous barns, and these animals. Well, when we arrived for dinner, we pulled up in a dirt road. It was a little ranch house, maybe about 1,000 square feet. We went inside, and the walls were all torn down to the studs because they had this horrific cockroach problem. It was the only way to get rid of all the cockroaches. It's only funny in my mind. But you can see the floor, you know, through the floorboards, you could see the ground below. And we sat down to dinner, and the dinner table was set with this array of china and plasticware. And after dinner, our friend, she invited me to help her wash dishes, and we loaded them all up into the tablecloth, and we carried them down the hallway to the bathroom, and we had to shoo out the cats from the bathtub, and that's where we washed the dishes. So it was a little unexpected, and we learned something about them that night, and we probably learned something about ourselves as well. Unexpected, and that is what the season of Epiphany brings. We learn about the Jesus in the Gospels, the Jesus who walked on this earth, and it's a season of unexpectedness. And then we receive this story in John today, Nathanael, and he again is only mentioned in the book of John. And I think he's an unexpected character. And he helps us understand who Jesus is and our place in God's story. See, the gospel starts with always honoring people, and it honors those disciples of brothers, Andrew and Simon Peter, who quickly and seemed so easily got up and dropped everything to follow Jesus. But that story quickly fades into the background when Nathanael comes onto the storyline. And he comes along, and I caught some of your smiles at his snarky comment, "Nothing good can come from Nazareth," right? Now that's truly a textured character. That's a guy I could really get into, you know. Who is that person? What is that emerging out of him? And I imagine that he is wrestling with his faith a little bit. And I imagine that's how most of us come to faith, with a little bit of wrestling. Maybe first with some disbelief and maybe some skepticism. But we recognize our own longings as we wrestle with our fears and eventually come to an understanding that is more deeply held. And perhaps we see others differently because we see them through the eyes of Jesus. It's the unexpected. Jesus then turns and he says, come and see. Philip first says, come and see, and Jesus uses those same words, come and see. But it's almost as if the emphasis of this story is placed back on us. There's a lot of talk about finding, have found the Messiah. But what dominates this story are invitations to find a larger sense of our own self. Jesus invites us. Come and see. Come and find out. Come and discover who I am, who I really am, and what my ministry is about. So Nathanael captures our struggle. And it's not about, what I find remarkable about Jesus talking this dialogue with Nathanael is it doesn't start with a shaming. Because Nathanael seems to be a little bit ambivalent. But it's clearly honoring his struggle. And instead of saying nothing and letting the comment slide, his friend Philip comes up alongside of him and simply says, Nathanael, come and see. And Nathanael, I want to believe, is filled with awe. Jesus simply says, I see you. I know it's hard. Take your time, but I'm not going to stop inviting you. I love you too much to leave you there in that comfortable place. Maybe that soul-killing shade of a fig tree. Come and see. And here's Jesus' invitation to all of us, his followers, that there's a much larger meaning than is often acknowledged. Jesus isn't only saying, I want you to see who I am, but I also want to see that there is more, to see that there is more in store for you. Jesus is our way of seeing the nature of God. An invitation to rethink our assumptions about what God wants from us. Perhaps we believe that God spends a heck of a lot of time wandering around, trying to catch us up in our sin. And my friends, that's just simply not true. The story in John today gives us a different picture of God. We catch a glimpse today of our great God calling us to see the world God created and how that is different. Because I think what's really in us is a hunger. It's not the sin that God wants to see, but God wants to see the love that is in us, the longing that is in us, the yearning to connect to God. Come and see. Jesus says, I want you to see with different eyes, to set aside your false assumptions about what it means to follow me, to come and see that there is joy in living a life that forgives and loves instead of judging others and risking alienation. Come and see the beauty in coming alongside our brothers and sisters in Christ and loving as Jesus taught us. Come and see that we are called to be burden lifters, setting aside our skepticism and resistance to those who are different than us. Perhaps then we extend support and grace and love so that all can experience Christ. Come and see how we acknowledge our own powerlessness and allow God to do the work that is needed. Come and see is not expected. The invitation, come and see, because Jesus sees everything, both our sin and our beauty, our past and our potential. And we stand by the promise that Jesus simultaneously sees and loves us. The promise given to us in baptism when we came into a new family, the family of God. So today was a mashup festival. We had the first Sunday of Epiphany. We had the baptism of our Lord, the calling of the first disciples. At 9:15, we had families in worship. We have music that celebrates and lifts up this liturgy, a great day for the unexpected Savior to come, an invitation to come and see in story, in song, and in sacrament. We had three baptisms. It was pretty special. Last week, we had our own grandchildren baptized, and we get to see once again the beauty of God in those little faces, to see how Jesus sees, to how Jesus loves us, and how Jesus sends us to do his work in the world. May the season of Epiphany, the sudden manifestation of God in earthly form, awaken us to what is essential in being part of God's family. May it enliven you and stir in you all that God is calling you to do this day. And through that, May you come to know God's will for all of us, for all of God's children, so that fed and renewed, we will see the unexpected. Amen.